Blackstone Publishing presents Gears of War, Bloodlines by Jason M. Hoff. This book is read by Nan McNamara. For Betty and for Dez. Act 1. Settlement 2, Jacinto Plateau. 1. Roadblock. There was a hole in the clouds, where a beam of white-hot death punched through and tore the world to shreds. For a time, how long exactly Kate couldn't say, all she could see was that brilliant glowing spear emblazoned on the inside of her eyelid, a vertical brilliance that almost blotted out all else. Almost. For at its base there was a silhouette, a shadow against that radiance, a darkness to provide some counterbalance. A shadow that had been her friend. A shadow that had been
J.D.
Del, shouting, running, toward the carnage and fire. She heard his panicked cry only a second before he shouldered past her and rushed into the inferno. Kate followed instinctively, her brain still numbed by what she'd seen, what she'd learned. Settlement 2 was a smoking ruin. Flames engulfed all the buildings around her. Even the fucking pavement was on fire, superheated to a magma-like state by the raw, astonishing power of the Hammer of Dawn. Marcus! Kate shouted into the smoke and chaos. Cole! Neither man responded. They could be anywhere. They could have been vaporized. Another beam lanced down from the sky off to her right, indiscriminate, out of control.
Baird! Del barked into his comm. Shut the damn thing off! I can't! Figure out a way!
Damon Baird replied, but his words were lost in an explosion some 100 yards away. Another building that popped like a balloon in the superheated air. Glass and rock rained down all around her. Had Marcus gone that way? Had he been in there? She may have lost track of Marcus, but she knew where his son was, or had been. That had to be her priority now. J.D. had been next to a Minotaur truck about 10 yards away, and it was completely engulfed in flames. Kate caught up to Del and gripped his shoulder, pulling him back from the intense heat. Even at this distance, she felt the skin on her cheeks beginning to sear. In the flames, she could just see the shape of Lizzie Carmine. What was left of her? Kate gritted her teeth and looked away, closed her eyes. The image refused to fade. She caught the smell of burning flesh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?